Well, you know, over the years, now in our 12th year at Merlefest, I don't ever want you to forget that the reason we're here is we're honoring Doc and Merle Watson. And don't ever forget about Merle. He's one of the greatest guitar players, great slide player. And I'm sure some of you have heard this tune before, and I'd like to do it because Merle inspired this tune. Okay, I stole a whole bunch of licks from him, but still, he inspired this tune. And he and I used to sit and listen to Dwayne Allman together and marvel at that great slide playing. And so this tune, a lot of the licks that Dwayne and Merle both played, it's called What's an Allman.
Thank you.
Byron House on the bass there. This is one of those kind of special occasions where we got a lot of musical buddies. Some of them old buddies, some of them new ones. And we want to call out a new buddy now that I have personally been listening to for a very long time. Very thrilled for him to be here. When I try to play the guitar, I try to play like him. I just can't do it. And one heck of a musician. Please make welcome Mr. Jorma Kaukonen. Personally, a great big fan of hot tuna, and big one, and like to do a tune off their first album. We've always loved this song, so it's our pleasure to get to play with you, Jorma. It's called Man's Fate. Thank you. Obama. Let's get Jerry Douglas back. He got a string back on that hound dog. All right, how many people have been at the festival all 4 days? I'm not riding with any of you after the show. Just a second to work out just a slight technical difficulty. Apparently Larry's Watchman television is making the whole thing buzz up here. Come on, Larry, hang on, buddy. By the way, Charismatic won the Kentucky Derby, which is a national holiday where I come from. Charismatic. I know what you're thinking. What's the Derby? Okay, well, it's a little hat John Hartford wears sometimes. And he paid $65 on a $2 bet. Thank you. That's... All right, let's jam a little, boys. Crossroads.
Okay, we have an emergency announcement. We have a 4-year-old child who is lost from his parents. His name is Will Long. He's with security, so if Will Long's mom will go to the lost and found, that's just by the caboose. That's Will Long's mother, please. Thank you.
All right, we're back to live action now. We're going to do one nice and easy now. It features Jerry on some beautiful slide. We have a winner. No more calls, please. I had to play the guitar, didn't I? If I knew it on the mandolin, I'd do it on it. Spider John is my main friend. I'm in between friends and the show would be a blind if I could share your company. I'm on my way to nowhere. I've been running from my past, running from the things I used to be. I know my words will sound strange to you, but if you wait till my song is sung, my story told, you might come to understand why I'm old and bent and devil spent, running out of time. But not long ago, I held a royal flush in my hand. I was a was a motorbank stew pigeon, rubbing my own time. I thought I lost my blues, yes, I thought I'd paid my due. I thought I'd found a life to suit my style. And old Spider John the Robber Man, long, tall, and handsome. Yes, old Spider John with a loaded hand, taking ransom. Then one day I met Diamond Lil. She was the sweetest thing. I declare that the summer breeze did ever blow my way. Lily, she had no idea. My illustrious occupation. She thought I was a saint, not a sinner gone astray. Spider loved his lily so much, he could not confess his sins. For he knew if he did, she would surely take her leave. But you know that the word got around and Lily left town, and he never saw her again. Tossing and turning, causing his heart to grieve. I was a supermarket fool. I was a motorbank stew pigeon, robbing my own time. Yes, I thought I'd paid my dues. I thought I'd found a life to suit my style. And old Spider John the Robber Man, long, tall, and handsome. Yes, old Spider John with a loaded hand.
taking them. Took to the road to find my precious jewel one. But if you see my Lily, won't you give her my regards? You can tell her old spider got tangled in the black web that he spun. Tell her old spider got tangled in the black web that he spun. Okay, all right, you know, it's baseball season, and that's a great time for a mandolin ensemble, I think. Please make welcome Mr. Mike Marshall, Chris Feely, Tony Williamson. Surround me with love, fellas. Themselves. Had the good fortune to record this tune for my Howlin' at the Moon album. We'll have a chance to howl. And I, through the process of overdubbing, did a bunch of parts and stuff, and boy, it sounds a lot better when you guys play it, so I love this. And are there any baseball fans in the whole house today? Maybe Braves fans, Cardinals, you name it, Cubs for Chris. All right then, do you feel like singing just a little bit? We want you to just join in on us now. Ever watch the Cubs telecast with Mr. Harry Carey? We want to do this for Merle Watson and Charles Sawtelle and Harry Carey. And if y'all want to sing loud enough where they can all hear it, I think that'd be great. All right, let me hear ya. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Can't hear ya. Me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. In the back. I don't care if I ever get back. Oh, it's root, root, root for the Merle Fest. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, get some runs! All right, here we go. Got the Mando boys up here. This guy out here must have ESPN. We're playing what he's saying, huh? Years ago, of course, back when Mike and I were both in high school, on a record I did called Late As Usual, we did through the process of overdubbing, Mike and I played all these instruments, mandolins, mandolas, mandocellas.
We heard ourselves mandolinistically.
We've been hurting for years. We haven't been able to play this tune for 15 years, but we're back now. We're back with a vengeance with the help of Chris Thiele and, of course, Tony Williamson. There was a great mandolin player that came to the United States in the 20s. Would that be correct, Tony? Late teens, early 20s, and if you ever heard Jethro Burns play the mandolin, he too was influenced by this fellow, and this guy's name was Dave Apollon. He's one of the greatest mandolin players that ever lived. This is one of Dave's tunes, and if it looks like It's really hard. It is. And if any notes are missed, it'll probably be by Mike. I'll just tell you that right now.
It certainly ain't gonna be Chris, I can tell you that.
Wasn't worried about him. It's myself I'm concerned with, mostly. I know Tony knows this one, too. But Mike and I did this years ago on a record, and it's our pleasure to recreate that for you tonight with four mandolins, no waiting. Larry, you with us back there, Pappy?
Yeah, good.
All right, just checking on you. This is called Russian Rag. A mandolin player to do that one, Tony Williamson for you. Yeah. Mike Marshall and Chris Thiele. All right, these fellas have been very patient. We worked out our parts. We did our homework. Now let's jam a little bit. Let's do that. Thank you. Chris Thiele, Tony Williamson, the Gator, Mike Marshall,
Sammy Bush.
We got more friends, if you got a little time, we got more friends. Make welcome the most unsung guitar man that has picked it up ever at Merle Fest. Guy that always plays great, Mr. Jack Lawrence. On the old five-string banjo. You're looking good these days, buddy. What, you just make a video? Do you have to practice up there? Make welcome Mr. Bela Fleck. And also to help us sing on this, I think you've heard him and you know how good he can do it, Mr. Mundy Klein. And also, whoops, Jerry Douglas is back out here. Tune this E-spot just for a moment, please. Make sure we can all hear Jack on stage here. Sing along with this one. We're right around the full moon. I think it's okay if you'd like. Take a little time for sunshine. Take a whole lot of time for love. Take time to praise and thank heaven up above. Take your life. As it may come, this boy will be gone soon. Take a little time for how not to move. Somebody said, keep your eyes open. Gotta keep your feet on solid ground. You gotta take time to take a real good look at everything you found. Take your life as it may come. Take a little time for how not to move. Take a little time for sunshine. Take a whole lot of time for love. You know, somebody just yelled up a Bill Monroe song as a request, and it seems like a good idea. We'd also like you to give a hand to people we've been working with over the years at this festival, and you don't know it, but they work so hard, so many hours a day for so many acts. Buck Parker on the out front sound. We've got Dwight Scruggs on the monitor. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Buck. Thank you.
Congratulations, George.